So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So, it's been a couple of days since I've been live. I've been over in the UK, actually managing a refurb on one of my properties that became empty. So it didn't become empty. We evicted the tenants. It was a multi-let HMO property. We evicted them because we're transferring it back over to a single let. It's been a HMO property for 18 years, something like that. But with the increase in energy prices and the fact that I'm not getting any younger, I can't be bothered coping with 25-year-olds who don't know how to change a light bulb, who lose the keys, who don't know how to do the washing up. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm so done with this. So we evicted, we done the property up, and we're just converting it back. It means we don't have council tax bills, no more Virgin broadband, no more TV licence, no more huge energy bills. And so it's been a good thing for us to actually get rid of that. Sorry, just messing with my camera there. So I've not been here for a couple of days, and actually going live while you're in the UK, it just, you're out of routine, just never gets done. So anyway, we're back in Spain, until we go to Ibiza, in a week's time, which obviously we're looking forward to. So anyway, let's talk about digital marketing versus traditional marketing. We're going to talk about four different things here. We're going to talk about similarities. We're going to talk about the tracking. We're going to talk about the reach that you get using each one. And then we're going to talk about the cost and the returns, the cost or the returns of investment on both of those different types of marketing. So let's kickstart it off then with similarities. So when we're talking about similarities here for digital marketing and traditional marketing, and maybe we should just actually include what we mean by digital marketing and what traditional marketing actually means. Traditional marketing is old school marketing. So imagine going back to the 1970s, we don't have computers. Any type of marketing that doesn't involve a computer is what I would class as traditional marketing. You go to networking events, didn't really exist, maybe a little bit, but not like we have today. You do newspaper advertising, you do banner advertising on the side of houses or on the side of buses, or you stick your car up, that kind of thing. But digital marketing is anything with a computer, anything where you've got a camera, a microphone, you're going to go live, you're going to share images, content, videos out using a computer. That's for me, that's the differences. But there are some similarities here. And let me talk to you about what the similarities are, because I think this bit is really important. This bit is the bit that people seem to miss. By the way, if you can hear it, it's pouring it down. That's the rain that you can hear, if you can hear that in the background. So what are the similarities? So all marketing is basically, if you just bring it all back down into like what we call a nutshell, it's like a couple of words in a statement, into a nutshell statement. Marketing is getting more eyeballs to see your product and services than your competitors. And that's it. That is literally your pièce de résistance. I don't know what that means. That's literally your reason for being, reason d'être, is getting more eyeballs on your products, your services, you, your business. That's it. Ultimately, that's all marketing is. When you get those eyeballs, then it's about conversion in some way. And we talked about that at great length in all our previous podcasts. You drive traffic to a website, you have a converting page, and you're moving your customer down the customer journey where you're just selling them the next simple step. And so all marketing is, you know, if you have a banner on the side of a bus, for example, it says, buy my stuff. And then you go, oh, I didn't know that stuff existed. That looks interesting. Let me go take a look at the website. Or let me hit that free phone number. Or whatever that happens to be. That's all marketing is. This is why it doesn't matter if you're doing Google pay-per-click or leaflet drops. One's traditional marketing and one's digital marketing. It's all the same thing. Your modern-day leaflet drop is a Facebook ad, except there's a couple of differences here. And one of the differences, one of the main differences is that when you're running Facebook ads, nobody trusts you. When you're running a leaflet dropping campaign, you have actually more trust on a leaflet dropping campaign than you do on a Facebook ad campaign. And so you have to build that into your strategy. So does just Facebook ads run on itself? It can do, as long as you can overcome the trust factor. Does just running leaflet drops work on itself? It can do, for sure. We've run very successful leaflet dropping campaigns for our We Buy Houses for Cash businesses. But if you run leaflet drops, and then when someone lands on your website, then you hit them with a retargeting ad, so then for the next 3 months we're going to start seeing your adverts, that works so much better. And that's really where you should be utilising both. And let's just talk about tracking then, because this is really important. So there's something called push marketing and there's something called pull marketing. Push marketing is, I'm going to place an advert into a newspaper. So you turn in the pages of a newspaper and there's my shiny face on my advert saying, buy my stuff, right? That's push marketing. I'm hoping that the person who's turning that page on that day, at that time, needs what I happen to sell and that they just happen to see it. Okay. Now, if you've got loads and loads of money like Coca-Cola or, you know, these bigger businesses, then that works really well because you can have lots and lots of push adverts all over the place. But if you're a small business, which I'm guessing you are, like most businesses are small businesses, and that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, then actually running newspaper adverts is a really bad idea. Like, unless you're getting really cheap stuff, or unless it's in a very specific location. So, for example, you know, if you're selling your house by yourself, you might go to the Lineage in your local newspaper, so Yorkshire Post for us, there's a Lineage section, and you might put an advert saying, we'll buy your house for cash, call 0870, whatever the number is, right? And so that might work, because it's a very niche thing. But running overall display adverts, dreadful idea if you're a small business, because you're going to spend an awful lot of money and then you don't know how many people have actually looked at that advert. And that's one of the big differences between traditional marketing and digital marketing. Digital marketing, you can track everything. Like, you can see how many people have clicked my Facebook ad and what was the cost per click and what was the conversion rate. Imagine getting that type of data on radio adverts, TV adverts, bus adverts, banner adverts, leaflet drops. But you have no idea. The only way to do it, and we used to do this on our leaflet dropping campaigns, was that we would use, on one particular leaflet, it'd say, call Sandra on, and it'd have a number. And when someone picked up the phone and said, yeah, is Sandra there, please? I want to talk to her about buying a house for cash. And then on a different leaflet that was designed differently, so we might have one that's badly spelled, looks a bit scratty, and then the next one might be a very professional-looking leaflet, and that would be called Janet. And what we found, by the way, was that female names actually work better than male names. Don't know why. I'm guessing it's less aggressive. People trust women more. I have no idea why, right? I'm not really interested as to why. I just know it's a thing, right? I'm not a psychologist. You want to know about that? Go speak to them. We just know it works. And so we could then track, well, this leaflet had 3 calls and this leaflet had 5 calls. And that's also, by the way, not to say that this leaflet with 5 calls is better than this leaflet with 3 calls, because it doesn't work like that. In a different area, it might swap. And it can do that depending on time of year, depending on location and so on. But the key point here is, how do you track on banner ads? And that's one really good way of doing it. And another way of doing it is using separate phone numbers and so on. But using digital marketing, you know, if I've got website design Manchester as a keyword and someone types it into Google, I come up, they click the button, it's £5 for that click. Brilliant, I've got a click. They're now on the landing page. What's the conversion on the landing page? So tracking is a massive difference. Pull marketing, just to finish that off, is where you type in a keyword and you're pulling the results towards you. So if you're a butcher and you've got an advert in the Yorkshire Evening Post newspaper, that's push marketing. You're hoping people are going to find it. But if I'm looking for a butcher in Leeds City Centre for a nice leg of lamb, and I type in best legs of lamb Leeds, and you come up, there's a good chance that you're selling the best leg of lamb, and that's probably where I'm going to go. And so that's one of the main differences in tracking. Let's talk about reach. And I've talked about this before, because for me, this is really important. There's nothing more valuable than time. And, you know, it's the same for me and it's the same for you. So with time, if I get in a car and I drive to a networking event, 45 minutes there, I go do the networking event. I might even speak on stage, another 45 minutes to mingle, 45 minutes on stage, and then another 45 minutes to come back. That's 3 hours of time. Within that 3 hours, so this podcast will probably go for 30 minutes, in 3 hours, you've got 180 minutes. What's 180 divided by 30? I mean, I can do, let's just where's the calculator here? 180 divided by 30 is 6. I can do 6 30-minute podcasts that will then get listened to or watched by thousands of people, not just today, but throughout the next 12 months and the 12 months after that and possibly the 12 months after that. So my reach is much, much bigger for such a shorter amount of time. And for me, that's more valuable than getting in a car and going and speaking on stage. Now, there's a caveat to this. And the caveat is, of course, do you trust somebody more that you have met and you've shaken their hand or just somebody who you've seen once online? And obviously, it's the person that you've met and shaken their hand. However, if you're going live, like, you know, since 14th of January, we've gone live almost every day, except for last week when we were in Leeds. We've gone live almost every day. So you end up building this following where people actually build trust over a longer period of time. Like, there's still nothing like getting that hand shaken or seeing someone face to face. Okay. So having a good combination of these is absolutely what's necessary. But your reach refers to how many people you've got within your local community. So your local community, for example, is how many friends you got on Facebook. If you've only got 154 friends on Facebook and you're running content, you're going to really struggle to sell anything because you've only got 154 people. And so you need to build this community of people who know who you are. So go into groups, join in, answer people's questions, send them a friend request, people who are like-minded, people who might want to buy what you've got. You've got to build this network, just like you would in real life. When you go to a networking event, if you stood there on your own building your own mix, you're not going to sell anything to anybody because you've not actually met anybody. Just going to a networking event isn't enough. You've got to actually go and physically meet people, shake their hand, find out the name, what are the kids' names, how's business going, where do you live, what's your goals for the next 5 years, all sorts of different things, right? What's your biggest problem in business? There's loads of questions you can ask, but actually got to go out and meet people. That's your reach. Now, my reach can be greater online than it can be face-to-face. So if I go to a networking event and there's 50 people at a networking event, how many people should I go speak to? All of them is the answer. But realistically, how many people can I actually speak to? Not 50, maybe 20, maybe, right? Or I can go live on Facebook and then we pull it out as an MP3 and then we get our reach goes out to thousands of people because people download the MP3 podcast on iTunes. And so extending your reach is much, much easier using digital marketing than it ever was using traditional marketing. I mean, one of the things that we're just watching right now, we just watched episode one last night, is the Jimmy Savile thing. And it's pretty horrific because obviously we live in Leeds and we know people who know Jimmy Savile. A couple of things I can't even say, frankly, about Jimmy Savile. And one of the things that he was so good at was extending his reach. I mean, he runs a marathon, there's hundreds of people running with him. I mean, it's just so scary how he can weed his way in and just not be known, unless you work at the BBC, which he was very well known for who he was. So his reach was incredible. And it's shocking. It's absolutely, you know, 10, 15 years after his death and watching this, and it's still shocking watching it. But your reach is so important. And if you can get yourself to the stage where people know who you are, you walk in a room at a networking event and people look at you and that's that guy. That's where you want to be with your reach. And doing it just at networking events, I just think it's too hard. Let's talk about cost and returns. So what does your digital marketing agency, what does your digital marketing cost? It doesn't have to cost you anything. Like, I'm live right now. We upload the MP3 to Libsyn. Costs us maybe 10, 15 quid a month. It gets out to iTunes. We're live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, a couple of groups on Facebook. And so our reach goes out really far and our cost is virtually zero. Okay. Compare that with running a banner advert. Like, you got to pay to run a banner advert on the side of a bus, on the side of a building. Leaflet drops, you got to pay for all of that. If you're running Facebook ads or Google ads, obviously you have to pay for that. But that could be a stage that's further on down the line. Or if you're using a professional content agency like we run for our clients, there's a cost there. So that's like £400. But this is really where you're going to get your best return, which is you actually doing the work yourself. Now, also, you're going to reach a point where you get too busy and you can't do the work yourself. And at that point, most people actually stop doing the work. And then 3 months later, wonder why their sales have dropped. And it's because they stopped doing the things that actually got them the business in the first place. So one of the great things about digital marketing is, like, if you sat there right now and you're like, I need to run this business, I need to grow it, I need to find some customers, and I don't know what to do, and where do I go? I can't go to a networking event because of COVID. What do I do? Oh, is there anybody I can phone? And you're going through your phone looking for people to phone. Like, you should be going live. You should, like, we haven't got a fancy studio here. I'm sat in my lounge, which is where I work. We've got a fancy light, not a fancy light, a 15 quid LED and a 15 quid LED there. We've got a £95 camera and a 150 quid microphone. That's it. We're live to thousands of people that are going to both listen to this live and that are going to download the podcast. And we're marketing every single day. And we're building credibility, we're building knowability, we're building consistency and authenticity and all that good stuff that you should be building. And it's not cost us a penny other than the initial setup. But heck, you don't even need that. You can just go with your mobile phone and you can go live on your mobile phone. You don't need this setup. You can walk down in a park. I went to Roundy Park while I was in Leeds, which was really nice. Met up with a friend of mine, Steve. You know when you're getting on a bit, don't you? When should we have beers Saturday night? No, no. Let's go for a walk Sunday morning with the dog. Okay. So you know when you're getting on a bit when that happens. You swap your Saturday nights for your Sunday morning walks. I felt like an old man. But this is about you putting yourself in front of as many people as you can. Because if we just go back to similarities for a second, all marketing is about you getting other people's eyeballs on you, your business, your product or your service, and that's it. And then the second stage is about getting that conversion. And that, my friends, will do us for this morning. Nice 20 minutes there. It's been a while, hasn't it? So it's nice to get back. Anyway, we'll be live again tomorrow. In the meantime, stay well. Hope you have a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.